You want to constantly find ways to challenge yourself, get outside of your comfort zone.
Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, "Does this stuff really work?" And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for Be Rad podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Hey, let's talk about dopamine in this breather show, and specifically beneficial versus health-destructive dopamine pursuits. We hear about this wonderful chemical all the time. It's often referred to as the reward chemical, but as the experts will correct us, it is truly the motivation chemical. So when dopamine is released into your bloodstream, it is done so for the purpose of motivating you to continue to pursue what is perceived to be pleasurable and rewarding behaviors. Of course, we have hijacked our body chemistry today in modern life. We no longer exist in the selection pressure and life or death circumstances of primal times. So now we can achieve a dopamine, pleasurable dopamine high through the use of all kinds of adverse vehicles, especially with the familiar example of recreational drugs, right? So there are ways to promote a sustained release of dopamine without that crash that we are familiar with when we're indulging in things that hijack brain chemistry. And so we want to do a little bit compare and contrasting here. Because when you persevere through challenging pursuits that align with your passion and purpose, you release dopamine as well as other cocktail of pleasure chemicals, notably serotonin and oxytocin, and together these contribute to leading a rich, meaningful, and hormone and neurotransmitter balanced life. Quote unquote, you are a happy, fulfilled person. And so that's what we want to go for, as opposed to these instant gratification behaviors that we are commonly indulging to in extreme excess. And what happens in those cases is you get the dopamine spike, but you do not get the sustained release, and you get a crash after the instant gratification has run its course. And when you flood the dopamine pathways with instant gratification behaviors, you suppress or you block the pathways that are intended for serotonin and oxytocin. And so that's kind of the dopamine overdose and trending into the addict category, rather than someone who is pursuing challenges, persevering through challenges that make for a rich and meaningful life that are aligned with passion and purpose. So I'm going to tap into numerous previous shows to get this breather show into you. And one of them that I'm referencing is John DeMartini and the wonderful content that he's dispensed on our couple few interviews together. So please go back and listen to those. But he talks about this super important concept that we should pursue our inspired purpose for the leading our best and richest life. And the inspired purpose is what you do spontaneously every day that brings you joy and requires no motivation. This is what you value most highly and you must pursue in order to live as your authentic self. This is your inspired purpose. In contrast, you create internal conflict with your authentic self when you traffic in thoughts and phrases like, I need to, I should to, I have to, and cranking up motivation to get through or complete things that you need to, should to, and have to turns out to be a very flimsy source of productivity. So we want to try to trend toward that inspired purpose. John addressed directly during the show whereby, hey, my job is not really my inspired purpose, but I'm here, I got to do it. So we know that you can't just drop everything and write poetry all day because you feel like that's your inspired purpose, nor go to the skate park all day or whatever it is that you think is your inspired purpose. So the inspired purpose is also making a contribution to your community, to society, above and beyond your own personal indulgences. So that is your checkpoint. And if you're currently in a career that's not aligned with that, you just envision it as a stepping stone and you keep your eyes and ears open for possibilities. Perhaps you do things in your downtime that are really inspiring and fulfilling to you that oftentimes could become a career opportunity. So that is living by your inspired purpose, and that will promote a sustained release of dopamine to compel you to engage in the same behavior again and again. I think you can probably reference your favorite hobbies or competitive outlets where you become consumed with the wonderful sport of triathlon and you're training every day and you're learning more about swimming, biking, and running because you're totally consumed by it and you love it. Same with if it's clay pottery or if it's acrylic art, whatever it is, you get deep into it. You get into that flow-like state as promoted by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, the world's leader in the research about the flow-like state. And that is going hand in hand with a sustained release of dopamine, as well as the other reward chemicals such as serotonin and oxytocin. In contrast, what do we have today? The easy pursuit of dopamine spikes. And I think the best book I've read on the subject is Dr. Robert Lustig's The Hacking of the American Mind, where he argues that corporate marketing forces are luring us into addictive, instant gratification, minimal effort behaviors that spike dopamine and give us that quick hit and a contrasting crash in dopamine, to the extent that we require more and more, not to get that high that we're maybe initially familiar with, but just to get to baseline.
One familiar example today is the scrolling of social media. And you listen to experts talking about this behavior where we reflexively grab our phone, what is it, 150 times a day or some crazy number like that. And we're spinning through our social media feeds or even our own personal text message feeds. But with social media, where you're just reacting to the content, you get into this trance-like state where you're not really deriving value or benefit. You're just mindlessly scrolling because it has fallen into that addictive behavior category. And the most powerful dopamine spiking behaviors are what are defined as intermittent variable rewards. That's when you're getting fresh content, but it's not predictable. You don't know what's going to come up on your social media feed every day. And we paint the direct association with the most addictive, one of the most addictive behaviors known to mankind, which is slot machines. The slot machines build giant casinos and beautiful buildings in Vegas and the other gambling centers because the person is sitting there pulling the arm and getting intermittent variable rewards, such as the potential for getting a jackpot at any time. But everything's new and fresh every time they pull the handle. Dr. Lustig lists all kinds of modern dopamine flooding behaviors that have adverse impacts on our health. I'm going to hit you with this list, see if you recognize any, and we want to try to extricate from the addiction to these behaviors and pursue things that have that challenging aspect to it. Like I mentioned at the outset, persevering through challenging pursuits that align with your passion and purpose is the path to a rich and meaningful life. Meanwhile, sitting back and indulging in sweets and treats. We talked about the recreational drugs. We also have many prescription drugs that are in this category of providing instant pain relief or what have you. We also have the familiar example of video gaming or addictive style video gaming, consumption of pornography, scrolling through your social media feed, trolling on the internet, I guess making those harsh comments. Like I sometimes like to go on and read the forums from Let's Run about track and field and running. And it's pretty funny how people will just throw up extremely irresponsible and hateful, harsh comments. And you realize it's not really that person. It's someone with a fake screen name. By the way, whenever I'm commenting on the internet, I always use my real name. Why wouldn't I? And why wouldn't you, unless you have something to hide or unless you're indulging in some kind of dopamine triggering hateful behavior that you wouldn't really be as a person sitting there talking to the person face to face. Anyway, so social media scrolling and trolling is on this list. Even streaming online entertainment where you're just plugged into the couch and the reboot in the corner saying next episode coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you're getting a dopamine trigger, especially when you have high shock value, lowest common denominator programming. And sometimes that can lead to that sense of depletion at the end, or as Dr. Lustig describes, needing, requiring more and more, or more extreme and more dopamine spiking since you've already become used to this baseline. We could also put rapid paced, high volume dating using the apps on this list where you might be thinking that you're looking to meet someone nice to share your life with. That's a shared a goal of a lot of people. And then it turns out that you just can't help yourself. It's more tempting to find fresh new companions for the next day on the app and high volume. Okay, so I think you get the point there. There's a lot of these things floating around that have the potential to throw us off track. So when you pursue these meaningful challenges that require perseverance and focus, this is what Dr. Anna Lemke calls in her book, Dopamine Nation, the opponent process reaction. Also another former podcast guest, and she talked about this opponent process reaction beautifully during our interview and also during the book. So what happens with the opponent process reaction is that when you engage in something that is challenging and requires perseverance, such as taking a brief dip into the cold plunge, this
causes a sustained release of dopamine. That's part of the fight or flight response, but it does not result in a corresponding crash because you had to persevere to get into that 38 degree water in my case. And then you feel the opponent process reaction, the reward chemicals come through because you did it. You did something that required some motivation, discipline, focus. And a cold plunge is a great little proxy for a variety of other ways that you can get this opponent process reaction going, such as sitting down and slaving over that PowerPoint presentation that you're going to give in the conference room later this month. It feels good that you worked hard, you're focused, any type of work project where you had to put your skills into place. But when I'm talking about the cold plunge, I'm talking about 2 or 3 minutes of overcoming a variety of fears and hesitations and negative voices telling you don't get in there. And when you come and are able to do it, it's like a miniature success for the many other ways that you can achieve this long-term satisfaction, rich and meaningful life, going through 4 years of college or graduate school or any professional certification or training that is tough and challenging and you have to dig it out. Okay, so this is simply, as Dr. Lemke describes, the brain is trying to rebalance from the struggle and the difficulty of the cold water or the sustained focus that you applied by bringing some pleasure chemicals back into the bloodstream, again, to motivate and inspire you to continue these reward behaviors. And this is our primal brain working because when our ancestors were hunting and gathering and trying to survive, they needed to go hiking for hours and hours, hypothetically speaking, in order to try to find some food. And if it was no fun and there was no opponent process reaction of sustained reward chemicals after, they wouldn't be so inclined to survive and work hard and persevere. So the end result, to close this quick take about the adverse effects of dopamine and the beneficial effects, you want to constantly find ways to challenge yourself, get outside of your comfort zone, persevere, apply your highest expression of your talents, try to remember that concept about leading your inspired purpose, and then you will get a wonderful balance of pleasure chemicals and live that rich, meaningful, happy life. Thank you for listening and watching to this Breathe a Show. Hey man, how's your sexual function? Oh, uncomfortable talking about it? Look, we talk about our injured knees, our belly fat, so it's time to get focused on function. I want to tell you about GainsWave. This is a cutting-edge protocol where a handheld device sends low-intensity shock waves into your penile blood vessels to stimulate a healing response and promote increased blood circulation and the growth of new blood vessels. A skilled practitioner puts the GainsWave magic wand onto your magic wand, and after a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results. GainsWave reports an 80% success rate. Now, we know that popping pills is a popular penile protocol, but when you're working with clogged pipes, you just get a temporary band-aid effect when you take prescription drugs. GainsWave addresses the cause of age-related decline by stimulating growth factors and activating dormant stem cells. Translation: stronger, harder, more sustainable erections. I learned about GainsWave from my podcast guest, Dr. Judson Brandeis at the Brandeis MD Clinic in Northern California, and there's a robust network of GainsWave providers that you can find on their website near you. Complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, and while it's great for ED, GainsWave is for any man that wants to combat the effects of aging and get a little boost for your A-game. So please visit GainsWave.com/Brad. That's GainsWave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area, and you can take advantage of my special promotion. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. You have nothing to lose and lots to gain from GainsWave.com/Brad. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions, email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.